Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It's great to be back with you. Today, we're going to continue on with the Beatitudes. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, which say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So the poor in spirit, who are they? Well, those are the people who recognize their need for the grace of God. They recognize their need for God in everything they do, every waking moment. So they're not looking for things of this world. They're looking for the security that only comes from God. And they rely on his mercy rather than materialistic things. And so the poor in spirit can also be, they could also be economically poor. But at the same time, those are the ones that are often rich in faith. And I've experienced that myself on some of the, on a couple of the missionary trips I've taken in my, when I was younger. And so because they are rich in faith, because they're not looking to the material things of the world, they inherit the kingdom of heaven at the final judgment. Verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn." This sounds really strange, especially in our world today, because we see someone who's crying, who's mourning. One of the last things we think about them is, "Wow, blessed are they." Well, Jesus takes a different spin on it. Blessed are those who are lamenting, if you will, the things of this life. They're weeping for their sins. They're weeping for the things they've done wrong. They're weeping for the sins of those around them. And they're weeping for, because of the grief of people who are dying for their faith as well. Now, in heaven, in the life of the world to come, in eternity, they will be comforted by God. So thank you for joining me today. And God bless you. And let's study the Beatitudes. They have so much to teach us. God bless.